Isn't that awesome? That's the remake James Bond theme from Moby from 1997. Tomorrow Never Dies. Tomorrow Never Dies is pretty cool. It's got Pierce Brosnan again in his second jump as 007, and it is the 18th movie in the James Bond series to be produced by Ian Productions. Second one to star Pierce Brosnan as MI6 agent James Bond. Jonathan Pryce plays a media mongol who wants to start a global war so his news corporation can make a whole bunch of money off of it. Michelle Yeoh is in there as a Bond girl, and Terry Hatcher, the wonderful Terry Hatcher, is in there as Jonathan Price's trophy wife, and Judi Dench returns as M, and you also have Q in his penultimate performance. Desmond Llewellyn comes in as Q, and it's a pretty cool little movie, and it's interesting to watch nowadays, especially with Facebook and all this stuff that's happened over the years with social media. So watching it now, it's going to look a little dated to you, but it's a pretty cool little movie. Tomorrow Never Dies, 18th in the James Bond series. I'm going to keep moving on just for sake of time here. We got about 50 minutes left. I like all of these Pierce Brosnan movies. None of them, I would say, are my favorite, nowhere near my favorite Bond, but they're all solid and they're all good. And I think out of all the Bond actors, I think the four movies that he did are all pretty much solid. They're all pretty good. They all got some good stunts in them. Pierce Brosnan does a great job. And they're good. They're formula movies. Next one, World Is Not Enough. Garbage ended up doing the main theme for this. Oh, I should point out too with GoldenEye? Yeah, GoldenEye, they had asked Ace of Base to do the to do the theme for it. So those are the ones that did I Saw the Sign, and they turned it down. So it would have been interesting to see what Ace of Base would have done with a Bond movie. Anyway, World Is Not Enough is next from 1999. I liked World Is Not Enough. World Is Not Enough a lot. And the theme song is great. Garbage is a cool band. So here it is. I'm going to play you some Garbage. World Is Not Enough here on Watch This with Chris Earle.
I know how
Yeah. So, World Is Not Enough, 1999 spy movie, 19th Bond. I like that one. I like Sophie Marceau, too. She shows up in Braveheart. I think she's a very sexy, sexy Bond girl. Plus, it has one of the worst Bond girls, which is Denise Richards, Charlie Sheen's old beau. She's just like Christmas Jones. She's supposed to be like a scientist. It's like, please, please. Budget was $125 million. It made $362 million. Robert Carlyle, who came off of Trainspotting, ended up being the heavy in this one. Robbie Coltrane's in it, as well as Judi Dench, of course. And it was Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson producing it. And it did pretty well. Came out November 8th, 1999 in Los Angeles. And then a few weeks later, it premiered in the UK, which is kind of odd because you usually see the UK do it before the US, which is going to be the case in the April release of No Time to Die, which is the new, and I believe the 25th James Bond movie. So anyway, let's move on. Just for sake of time, I'm going to start flying through a few of these here and just do the main themes just so I can get to them here for you. The next one, the fourth outing for Pierce Brosnan. A lot of people crapped on this one, but I thought it was great. I enjoyed Die Another Day. It has a hovercraft. It has a car that turns invisible. It's got like an ice mountain, and it's not like the one that you get up in Lincoln, New Hampshire. It's like a full ice mountain, and it's got all kinds of cool stuff happening in it. Anyway, and they got Madonna to do it, so she did this little Die Another Day song, and it's all right. Let's listen to it now, and then I'll play the Bond versus Oakenfield, Paul Oakenfield doing the remix of Die Another Day. Pretty awesome. Plus, you got Halle Berry in it, too, which is really cool, and she comes out in, like, an orange bathing suit, and how can you not like that? I mean, come on. Halle Berry in an orange bathing suit? I'll take that over Daniel Craig any day. Girls? right, that's Bond versus Oakenfield, Paul Oakenfield here. And continuing on with the electronic James Bond music that we got to know in the 90s and early 2000s. And Die Another Day kind of got trampled on a little bit. Somebody called it Buy Another Day because there's like a bunch of different products in it that you could see from left to right. Ford Thunderbird got theirs in. It's Jinx's car. Halle Berry comes out in the Thunderbird. She also comes out of the sea just like Honey Rider in the first Dr. No, but in an orange bikini. And it's pretty awesome. And Pierce Brosnan comes back as the fourth time. John Cleese returns. He was R in the movie beforehand, and now he's Q in this one since Desmond Llewellyn had passed away. And he's only in it for, I think, two movies. And then, John Cleese disappears after Die Another Day. And Daniel Craig takes aboard in 2000, comes aboard in 2006, and Q Division changes. So anyway, came out in 2002, November 20th. Budget of $142 million, like all the Pierce Brosnan movies. GoldenEye, I think, was $60 million, but then over $100 million for each of them since then. Box office was $432 million. So it was the highest grossing James Bond film up to that time in 2002. And it was an interesting type of James Bond movie because it was just flash and over the top. And at this point, people are like, well, wait a second. We were having the Bourne Identity in those movies and things like that. And I sound like Schwarzenegger there. You know, those Bond movies and the Bourne Identity and the things like that and the yelling and the screaming and the running and the jumping and the running. Anyway, so 007 comes back another time. And I like this movie. I like the hovercraft chase. I like the ice castle. It's cool. I mean, hey, it's a Bond movie and it's a little over the top, a little goofy. And it's got the invisible car. Hey, who wouldn't want an invisible car, man? After a jetpack, I'd love an invisible car. You know, jetpack is probably my favorite gadget. The Sean Connery one that goes up in, I believe it's Thunderball. He takes off in the jetpack. Anyway, Die Another Day, 2002. Let's jump ahead to Chris Cornell, 2006. You Know My Name from Casino Royale here on Watch This. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. It's been all James Bond since 3 o'clock. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
Like what it is when the storm arrives, would you?
So in the back here is Vesper by David Arnold, who takes over and does the score for Casino Royale. So Daniel Craig takes over the role, and he does a pretty good job. He's kind of a hard ass, but it's basically the reboot of Casino Royale. He gets his 00 status in the very beginning of the movie, which is a great scene when they're in the bathroom and they're just jumping and smashing into sinks and toilets and things like that. I love the scene in this too, when they are in the construction site and they're doing all the free running, I believe it's called, and it's just insane. It's like you look at that and you're like, that is a stunt, and that was something you hadn't seen in any, really many of the Pierce Brosnan movies. Arguably, GoldenEye, the stunt with the jumper there, which was extended for the trailer, but in the movie it's really short and it doesn't look as good. You had all these crazy jumps from early on, with cars and like Diamonds Are Forever and Live and Let Die and the speedboat chase. And this really returned Bond to these crazy stunts. I mean, just insane. It's Daniel Craig's first. I think it's probably his best. Actually, Skyfall, I think, is my favorite, actually, out of the four that have been released so far. So he's been in the role since 2006, so he's actually been in it 14 years, and he's only done four movies. Roger Moore was in it for 12 years, I believe, and did seven movies. So he's a little bit behind, but I believe this last one, this next one coming up, No Time to Die, is going to be Daniel Craig's final movie, unless they give him a bucket full of money. A boat full of money, I should say. So it begins a story arc that continues into Quantum of Solace, which continues, I think, just like minutes after Casino Royale. But in any case, it earned $606 million worldwide, becoming the highest James Bond movie until Skyfall. Had a budget of $150 million. And it's just a great, great Bond movie. Just brings it back to basics, and he's really hard-edged and still has a sense of humor. He's kind of a goofy-looking guy, and I didn't really need to see, Daniel Craig, with his man cakes coming out of the ocean, but it is what it is. And it's Casino Royale. It's Vesper, David Arnold. He did the musical score for this. It was his fourth soundtrack for the Bond film series. Nicholas Dodd orchestrated and conducted the score, and the composer David Arnold. This was his fourth Bond movie, and Chris Cornell was had composed and performed "You Know My Name," and they're played throughout the film as a substitute for the James Bond theme to represent his youth and his inexperience. But great, great flick, Casino Royale. Next one coming up is from Quantum of Solace here on Watch This. It's all Bond until 7 p.m. I got a few more main themes for you. This one is by Alicia Keys and Jack White. It's Another Way to Die. All right. That's another way to die. In the background, I got a little time to get out from Quantum of Solace. David Arnold composed the scores for the previous four Bond films. He returned for Quantum of Solace. He composed the music based on impressions from reading the script and edited that into the film. He used James Bond theme to a minimum, just like with Casino Royale. And Jack White of the White Stripes and Alicia Keys collaborated on Another Way to Die, the first Bond music duet. And they wanted to work together for 2 years beforehand, and they got to on this one. The 22nd Bond movie. 22nd Bond movie. The film was nominated for Best Original Score, Best Original Song, Visual Effects, Film and Sound Editing at the Satellite Awards. And it's got a fun little adventurous score to it, as you can hear in the background. And ended up doing pretty well. I thought it was a little boring. I liked Bond using the giant gun in the desert. I thought that was kind of cool. It had a good chase scene at the beginning, of course. $230 million budget. $589.5 million. Seventh highest grossing film of 2008. And Daniel Craig returns in his second turn as James Bond. And another Aston Martin comes back, the DBS V12. Pretty awesome. I guess Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson had recorded a demo track for the movie, but her legal issues in the preceding weeks made her not ready to record any music at the time. And Jack White said his favorite Bond theme was John Barry's instrumental piece for On His Majesty's Secret Service. And he watched that opening credit sequence over and over time while he created Another Way to Die. Anyway, Quantum of Solace. Bond themes here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Watch This on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. The next movie that came up is the biggest Bond movie to date, Skyfall. And I loved Skyfall. I think it's Daniel Craig's best one so far. I'm hoping No Time to Die is going to be great. But Skyfall, I just loved. I loved how they got back into his character a little bit. They kind of learned a little bit more about his background. And also it had M in there, a great performance by Judy Dench. Roger Deakins did the cinematography for it. Just a great, great movie. Produced by Michael Wilson and Barbara Broccoli. Also directed by Sam Mendes, who's a fantastic director. He did American Beauty as well as 1917, which just came out this year. It had in between $150 and $200 million budget and $1.109 billion worldwide for Skyfall. And it has one of the best themes, at least in the last 20 years for me. I love this one. It's Adele with Skyfall here on Watch This. All Bond until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
That's from 2012, from Skyfall. Great, great movie. And the biggest Bond movie to date. The next, and it also won an Academy Award. Adele won her Academy Award for Skyfall there. And I consider that one of my favorite Bond themes. I still like Duran Duran the best. He's my favorite. And my favorite Bond, I got to go with Sean Connery. I mean, the really early Bond. And he set the rules there. Daniel Craig's great, though, too. And, you know, I like them all in their own different ways. You know, I think George Lazenby does a great job on his one there. But I got to go Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Daniel Craig, and then I go down to the last three. I'm going to do a tie for third for that. Sam Smith. he ended up doing the title theme for Spectre, which was Writings on the Wall from Spectre. Spectre's okay. I didn't think it was that great. I mean, the beginning was fantastic when they set it, I think it was down in Rio, the Day of the Dead festival. I thought that was really cool, and the helicopter scene was great. But the rest of the movie, it was okay. I'm hoping No Time to Die is a little better. So, like, Quantum of Solace and Spectre, kind of like average Bond movies, but Skyfall and Casino Royale, fantastic. So Daniel Craig is kind of on a hit and miss to me. The ratio has been about half and half for great versus good Bond movies, and I'm hoping this next one is great, too. But anyway, I'm going to play the last two songs for you, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. I'll be off for a couple of weeks here. So Sam Smith, Writings on the Wall from Spectre, and then after this is Billie Eilish with No Time to Die. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face.
Okay. You know.